you answer those questions and you take actions on their answers, you will be creating a life that feels fulfilling to you, because you're no longer ignoring the things that have been holding this drum beat of like, meh, meh, meh. You're facing them in the mirror and you're saying, I don't want you anymore. This is what I want and this is how I'm going to get it, and I need you to help me. Let's go. Hello, gorgeous human. Welcome back to Self-Centered with me, Calypso, the show that empowers you to create a life that feels aligned, alive, and yours. I'm here every single week in your ears, empowering you to create a life that feels yours. We have chats that expand your mind, that challenge social norms, but essentially the main reason I'm here is because I want to show you how putting yourself at the center is the most beautiful thing ever. Point blank. And today we've got a little solo episode. It is me. I'm going to be sharing 5 questions to ask yourself if you want to stop existing and start living. Stop existing and start living. People say this to me all the time. I think it's another one of the most common things that people share on discovery calls or when I'm having chats over dinner tables, and people are like, oh, I just feel like life isn't fully it right now for me. I just feel like I'm just existing. I don't feel like I'm fully living life to the full. Like, it just feels like there is more life to be lived by me right now. I'm cruising. I'm in that like meh place. I'm just existing. And maybe you're listening to this and you can really relate to that. Almost like there is this calling for more, and not more in a greedy way, more in a, I know that life, there has to be more to life than this. I know that feeling really deeply myself. I felt that in my career before I left my fashion career and started this darling, dreamy thing that I get to do now that I call a job. I had this feeling of like, oh my God, there's just more for me right now. There's more. I just feel like I'm existing. You know, every week was rolling around. I was getting the Sunday scaries. I was like, I can't bear to do this week again. And then it would come to Friday and I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to have fun. And then I'd be like, oh my God, I've got to do it all over again. And there was just this like pure rat race energy. Also, I felt this feeling of just existing and not living in my relationships, in my romantic relationships, where I sometimes just feel like I've been in this like autopilot clockwork situation. I know you, you know me, we're just going to roll out and do life the way that we've been doing it, even though I want more for our time together, the life that we live, the dates that we go on, the conversations we have, just feeling like things are in repeat mode, you know, existing rather than living. And I have learned some things along the way of my life, and also in the work that I do with clients, in the things that I've learned through the trainings that I've had, through the experiences that I've been lucky enough to find myself in, and also just through trial and error. I'm going to be sharing things that I've had to go through doing it the wrong way for you to find the right way. These are questions that I have coined and created that help me keep my life feeling like it is mine and that I'm living it rather than it's living me and I'm just existing. Now, of course, sometimes life does feel like that. I actually think that sometimes we have to go through the cycles of life feeling like, I don't know, not the fullest, to really experience and appreciate those highs. And this isn't about creating a life. This isn't 5 questions that are going to make you feel happy all the time. This isn't 5 questions that are going to make you never doubt yourself or the life that you're living again, or your relationship or your career again. But these are 5 questions that will genuinely change your life, because most people don't ask themselves these questions. And they are a gateway to change. So if you feel like right now something needs to change in my life for it to feel better, then these questions are really going to help you make that change, even figure out that change. Maybe you don't know what the change is, but like that hum, that like feeling of existence really speaks to you. You really can relate to that. I want to pre-frame and say something actually before we go into these questions. I want to talk about something really important, and that's gratitude. Gratitude, one of those words gets flown around, like, have gratitude, be thankful for life, And I want to just highlight how important gratitude is. We're always in this state of not enoughness, like craving the next big thing. I'm guilty of it. I'm sometimes guilty of it, being like, oh, I want more. Like, what's next? What's next? This doesn't feel good enough. But gratitude is so powerful when you're in that place as a first, like, pre-frame to these steps, finding the things that you are really grateful in your life that you do appreciate, and not bypassing those, because you can have both. You know, you can be grateful for things, people, elements of your life, of your relationship, of your career, and crave more. And I think sometimes it can be tarnished both ways. People can be like, well, just be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you've got on your table. That's good enough, you know? And I've heard that in conversation, you know, people saying, oh, I really want this thing, but, you know, I should be really grateful for the things that I've got. So, and they almost talk themselves out of what they really want because they feel bad that they should feel grateful for what they have got. And the other way it can work too, you know, it can be like, I constantly want more, more, more. This isn't enough. This isn't enough. I'm not happy with this. And you can diminish and ignore all of the beautiful things that are already present in your life and in the world. Like, when I'm struggling with, when I'm in that place of wanting more and I sometimes catch myself, I always look to nature. I'm like, oh my gosh, I get hot for nature any day of the week, to be honest. I can find things that I can see beauty in when I go outside. But just finding little things that you are grateful for before you move on to these questions is great. And not letting those things stop you from continuing to expand into living rather than existing. So that's my little preframe. We're going to move into these questions. 5 questions to ask yourself. Now, there are a few different ways that you can ask yourself these questions. The first way is through journaling. You can grab a notebook and pen. You can write these questions down and you can just sit and give yourself time to answer them for yourself. A really powerful way, especially if you haven't ever asked yourself these questions before, to make space for honesty. Like, radical honesty is really important as you move through these questions. And being radically honest might be the hardest part of you answering these questions, because being radically honest can forebode change. Is that the word that I'm looking for? Forebode. Foretell. It can, you know what I mean? You ask these questions and then you're like, oh God, I've got to make a change. Forebode, we're going with it. And so being radically honest is really important. So if just you, your notebook and pen, something that nobody else is going to see, is the best way for you to create space for that radical honesty, that's the place to do it. Another way to do it, if you have somebody in your life that you can be truly honest with in answering these questions, this is a hot date. This is actually a very hot date. And this could be a friend, like maybe you've got a best friend in the whole entire world who you can filter free, just like, I can think of like my best friend who I can sit down and be like, okay, I'm just going to lay it all. You know, that person that you send voice notes, stream of consciousness voice notes to, that are all over the place where you're like, I want this, but I don't want this. That's me anyway. That's what I do. So maybe you've got someone, it could be a partner, a romantic partner. I have these kind of conversations with now all the time. But you need to make sure that doing it with this person isn't going to stop you speaking your truth. So like, if you are maybe unhappy about certain things in your relationship, do you feel safe enough to be completely honest and the conversation to be held in this first instance in having it with that person, you know? Or would it be best for you to journal on it first and then come up with a plan of having this conversation with the people in your life that are maybe also involved in the answers? You'll get what I mean when we move through the questions. So let's just go through them and then you can figure out whether you want to journal, do this on your own, or you want to do it with somebody else. Make sure that if you do it with somebody else, you're still documenting it. I want you to still have a pen or paper. You can voice note it if you like, but I think pen and paper is great because you can look back at it and you can see it really clearly and like see the points that you made, you know. You don't have to listen through a whole hour conversation to find what you said. So, okay, let's get actually into the questions, shall we? Question number one, what is making me unhappy? If you feel like you are just existing right now, there is something that's happening in your life that is making you unhappy. Is it that you feel like you're not being valued in your career? Do you not have enough freedom in your career? Do you want to travel more? Are you not being given this responsibility that you crave? If it's your relationship that maybe you're not feeling happy in, what's making you unhappy about your relationship? Are you not feeling seen or heard or respected? Do you not have the same goals in life? Are you worried about what you want for your future? Do you not feel celebrated? Do you not feel loved? Are you feeling unhappy in your friendships or your family relationships? Get really specific with this answer. I don't want you to just say work's making me unhappy. What about work is making you unhappy? Why does that make you unhappy? And this is a simple question. And you might feel a bit like, Calypso, okay, I obviously know what's making me unhappy if I feel unfulfilled. But get it out of your brain. I say this all the time, out of your brain and onto paper. Release it from the shackles of your mind that forgets things every 2 seconds. Because if you are in this place of feeling like you're existing, you haven't taken action on that unhappy thought before. So allowing it to manifest in the 3D world by writing it onto paper and naming the specific things that make you feel unhappy about that is also going to really help you with some of the next questions and the steps that you might want to take to feel less existy and more livy, you know? Second question, what do I really want? Emphasis on the really. What do I want? What do you want for your life? What do you really want without filter? Not what do I think is possible for me? Not what does my partner want for our life so that I must say something within that realm, otherwise I might lose that person? Not what did my parents want for me, and so what do I want now to keep them happy? What do you really want? What are the dreams that are living inside of you? What are the whispers? What are the callings? What are the little signs that the universe has been dropping for you that you're like, oh my God, there's that thing again? What's the thing you lay in bed dreaming about doing? Is it just a fun, creative hobby? Like my mum always has this dream. I need to make this happen, actually. My mum has this dream of like graffitiing a massive wall. She's always wanted to do it. She's really arty. She's really creative. She's like, I just always really want to do that. I just want to have a massive place where I can spray can and just get creative. We actually did something similar for her birthday where we created these massive canvases of art with plaster. And we just like, anyway, I digress. What do you really want? Is it a big career change? And I want you to try and keep the voice of doubt aside for this question. We're gonna come to that in a minute. So if you think I would actually really love to be a graphic designer and work from my laptop all over the world, but right now you are in customer service for a tech company, I don't want you to sit here and think, I really would love to be a graphic designer and work for myself, but that's a really hard way to make money and I'd have to build up clients and I haven't got any skills or I haven't got any qualifications in that right now. And that I want you to keep all of those ifs and buts. I want you to say them. We're going to use them in a minute. You're going to use them in future questions. This question is for your unfiltered wants and desires and dreams. This can often be the scariest question for people to answer because when we say what we really want out loud, we can also sometimes be realizing the things that we don't want. And like I said before, that can sometimes mean change. That can be like, all of the what ifs and what am I going to do? But it's really important if you're wanting to shift from existing to living, that you make space to understand what living actually looks like for you. And we cross the bridge of the hows and the stuff afterwards. That's the work that I do with people. It's in shifting your beliefs and the things that you believe are possible for you. But if you don't do this second step and get super honest with yourself about what you really want, you're probably going to catch yourself back in that existence cycle again. You might pick something that's like, oh, I kind of want, like, if I'm in customer service, maybe I could do something else that I'm using my communication style and la, la, la. But you really want to be a graphic designer. I don't want you to put that I could be. I want you to put the things you really want. And you can do this for all areas of your life. Think about your relationships. Think about your friendships. Think about your career. Think about your financial situation. What do you really, really want? And give yourself time on this. Don't be afraid to come back to it. Add things. Get all of those dreams out there. And you might find this really easy. You might find this really difficult. You may already have all of these things written down. Amazing. You may have never thought about this before. That's okay too. But get into what you really want. Okay, question number three. What is stopping me from having those things right now? Or what is stopping me from being at that place in my life right now where all of those dreams and thoughts that I wrote in question two are a reality for me? So if you said you wanted to be that graphic designer, what's stopping you from being a graphic designer and traveling the world right now? And tangible specifics are more important than ever on this question. I want you to write down, like, if you aren't qualified and you're feeling like you don't have the funds to get qualified, write that down. I would have to get a qualification and I need to get work experience and do I have time in my day to do that? All of the things that are living and existing in the world that feel like the stuff you would have to do that maybe are making that difficult right now, write it down. If it is that, if you wrote down that you were wanting a rich, happy, full relationship with your partner or with somebody new, and right now you're not feeling seen and you're not feeling heard and you're not feeling met, what's stopping you from being there right now? Is it that you don't feel safe or confident enough to bring this up with your partner or have the conversation? Is it that you feel they shut you down when you raise this? Is it that you don't know how to even start the conversation? And then I also want you to notice, and this is so important and like critical when you're facing this question, is what beliefs are coming up that are stopping you? So what are the tangible things, the outward steps that are making it hard? And then what are the things that you believe about yourself and the world that are stopping you believing that that's possible right now? So going back to the relationship example, if you're not feeling seen, met, loved, heard by your partner, are you carrying a belief that you're not worthy of those things? Are you noticing that you have a belief that your partner's needs are more important than yours and you need to just please them and make them happy? And maybe that came from a parent or whatever. What are the beliefs also that are stopping you? Back to the graphic design example. Do you believe that you're not creative enough? Do you believe that it will be really hard to be self-employed? Do you believe that you can't make consistent money doing that? Do you believe that it's not a realistic goal for yourself? Like, what are the things that are coming up? What were those thoughts that, as you thought about what you really want, came up? What was that little devil on your shoulder that was saying, no, you can't do it? What was he saying? I'm saying he, because let's face it, no devil ain't no woman. The angel's the woman. And the non-binary people, they're on the angel field. I'm joking, sorry. All genders are angels and devils. But what is the devil saying? What is the devil saying that is stopping you from being there right now, from living that life? What are all of the reasons that are making that feel like it is maybe not possible for you? Time, give yourself time on that one. It might feel tough. There might be some tears. There might be some like, oh crap, I never even realized that before. These are simple questions. Like I said, they're ones that most people won't sit down and answer. What are those things that are stopping you? External and internal. Write them down. Question number four. What needs to happen for me to overcome those things? The barriers, the beliefs that you wrote down in question three that are stopping you from being there, what needs to happen so that you can overcome them? So if you had a belief that you are not creative or competent enough to be a graphic designer, do you need to get some work experience? Do you need to sign up to a course? If you felt like you didn't have the finances to do that, what do you need to do? Do you need to come into some more money, make some more money somehow, save some money, stop spending somewhere else, pick up some extra work? If you are not believing, you know, if you're struggling in your relationship and you're not feeling met and you're not being seen, and the battle is that your partner isn't seeing and hearing you, what needs to happen? Do you need to speak with a therapist or a friend about how you can communicate effectively to them? Do you need to write a note to your partner and say, hey, I really want to talk to you about this thing and I'm struggling right now because I don't feel confident enough to do this because I have, you know, if you have got beliefs that have come up, if you've got blocks, belief blocks, do you need to work with a coach on reprogramming those beliefs, on proving to yourself that you can do the things? I want you to almost imagine yourself as you answer this question. Like, I want you to imagine yourself as a character in a game. This person that you've been reflecting on, whose life is unhappy, what they really want, what's stopping them. For question 4, zoom out and imagine yourself as a character, because if you're in it, if your emotions are in it, if your beliefs that you've written down in question 3 are still really at the front of your mind in question 4, it might be hard for you to figure out those things that you can overcome, because the beliefs can be so strong that you can't. It can be hard for you to even think about the solutions. But imagine that that person was a character or a friend of yours telling you these things. What are some solutions? What are some things that you can do? What needs to happen to overcome? Do you need to get more experience? Do you need to shift your beliefs about yourself? Do you need to book into more experiences and events? Do you need to spend more? Do you need to build a new community of people that are smashing freelance business so that you can see that it's possible? If you want to travel the world, do you need to book that trip for a year from now and save up the money to make it happen? Like, what do you need to do? And then the last question is, what support do I need to make that happen? The things in question 4, the things that you've carved out that you said, these are the things I need to do. What support do you need to make that happen? Do you need an accountability partner? Do you need a therapist, like I said? Do you need somebody there to really help you unpick the trauma that is throwing you into a downward spiral as you think about doing these things? It takes a village. Oh my gosh. I've not been able to do any of the things that I've done in my life on my own. I have a team of people around me, whether that be, an amazing partner, my best friends, coaches, therapists. I think we can think that we have to do it all alone. I had this realization in this wake-up call before I got my first coach, was that the most successful people that I look up to, and I talk about success in my own view, I don't mean the way that people, the society, the world tells us success is, they all have people around them supporting them. They've not got there on their own. They have mentors. They have therapists. I was like, mate, actually, the foolish person is the one who tries to do it all on their own because they think that that's the biggest accomplishment, or that they don't want to bother other people. Everyone needs a team of support. If you're going through things in your relationship, do you need your friends there close to you so that you can lean on them and have time with them and, you know, just feel loved by them if your relationship is going through it, if it needs to make a change? Like, what support do you need to make this happen? Build out your team so that you can have that support, so that you can be accountable, so that you can keep learning about yourself, keep expanding, keep growing, and move from this stage of feeling like you are just existing to living. If you answer those questions and you take actions on their answers, you will be creating a life that feels fulfilling to you, because you're no longer ignoring the things that have been holding this drum beat of like, meh. You're facing them in the mirror and you're saying, I don't want you anymore. This is what I want, and this is how I'm going to get it, and I need you to help me. Let's go. I want to hear about your existing to living journeys. I want to hear if you found this helpful or supportive. Please drop me a DM on Insta. Please reshare this episode and tag me and let me know what it was that impacted you the most about it. Like, I love having chats about these kind of things. Don't be a stranger. Don't be shy. I mean it. I'm a chatty gal, if you didn't already notice that. I love having talks about these things. Also, if you want support, you know where I'm at. these are the things that I support my clients with week after week, and I freaking love doing it. Send this to a friend if you know that there's somebody in your life right now that is feeling like they're just existing and they're not living, and they've told you that, or they're like mare, or they're stuck in a cycle of not loving their career or their relationship. Send this to them, maybe book in and have that date together, or remind them that they can just do it on their own and you can have chats about it after if they want to. But make time for yourself to reflect on and answer these questions as often as you can. They will keep you on track and your life continually feeling full rather than maybe a little empty. And yeah, I'm sending you so much love. Have a beautiful rest of your day, your week, your month, wherever you are in the world. I'm sending you so much love. Make sure you're following, subscribing, all of that good juicy stuff. I love you, and I'll see you next week. Bye.